It is 2:51. We are back on the record for OPA PA 13-002 and 13-003.
Okay, Mr. Barris, do you have any witnesses?
Yes, I do. Okay,
please call your first witness.
I call Marcus Keto.
Do you want to call Mr. Cruz so that he at least will be downstairs in our office?
I believe he's downstairs already.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Keto.
Yes.
What is your position with the Department of Education?
I'm the supply management administrator.
Okay. And what is your job entail?
I manage a procurement staff. And I oversee the issuance of solicitations, IFBs, RFPs.
Do you also, monitor contracts?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you familiar with IFB 050-2011?
Yes, I am.
What was this solicitation for?
It was for the outright purchase and installation of air conditioning units.
Are you familiar with the provisions that are contained in that IFB?
Yes, I am.
Is a warranty agreement included in that IFB as
yes.
a provision,
yes,
as
sir.
A requirement for a potential vendor?
Yes, it was included in the IFB.
Are you familiar with the process that went into including that provision into the IFB?
Yes, I am.
And there was a lot of talk about whether or not that provision or that the warranty agreement and the preventative maintenance agreement contained in, 17 GCA 7119 be included in one IFB or one solicitation or separated. Were you involved in the decision to include only the warranty provision or warranty agreement in this, in IFB 50-2011?
Yes, I was. I was included in the discussions and the decision to include the warranty and to not include the maintenance.
Can you explain maybe why that or how you came to that decision?
We felt that it would be cost effective for us to have a separate maintenance and minor repair contract for all of our air conditioners, not just the existing air conditioners less the 500 we intended to buy under 050.
And
we also took into consideration the 17 GCA provision, and we looked at that carefully, and it clearly states that the contract should be the subject of a maintenance contract, but it doesn't definitively state that those must be one and the same from the same vendor.
Okay, so your conclusion was they didn't have to be necessarily the warranty agreement and the preventative maintenance agreement had to be in one solicitation.
That's correct.
That was the conclusion that your office decided to in issuing that the IFB 50-2011.
Correct.
So as contract administrator, did you communicate with the contractor in regards to the warranty issues that are involved in this case?
The way the solicitation process works is that there's an assigned buyer, and the assigned buyer is the channel of communication between GDOE and prospective bidders, only to make sure that we keep an accurate log of all communications for the procurement.
Okay. And if any issues with the, like for instance in this case, the warranty came up, when would the issues come to you?
If I am involved, for example, there's a period of time for the submission of written questions during the IFP process. I'm involved in looking at those questions with the buyer and then deciding who within GDOE would answer those questions based on, I suppose, their category. For example, if it was technical, certainly we would look to the end user. In this case, it would be the facilities and maintenance folks to answer those questions. If it was more of a matter of procurement, then the buyer and I would discuss the question and answer it together.
Okay, and when you issued the solicitation, IFB 050-2011, did any question arise about the warranty provision, the warranty for 5 years?
No, I don't recall that there was.
And did you, in compiling this IFB and issuing it, did you include the relevant statute that requires GDOE to include the warranty provision or warranty agreement?
Yes, we included the citation to 17 GCA in the IFP.
Who was awarded, or who was the lowest responsible bidder in submitted a bid in IFB 050-2011?
J&B Modern Tech.
Okay, so they were awarded the contract.
That's correct.
Did they accept the purchase order?
Yes, they did.
So they, as procurement cheaper, or I guess, as supply management administrator, what is the significance of accepting the purchase order?
Accepting a purchase order is we review the bids, but we make the award to the lowest, most responsible bidder. And we issue a purchase order, and the acceptance of the purchase order, in this case, we did not have a formal contract, but the IFB, the proposal, and the purchase order together make a contract and make it an agreement.
And is there any statement in the purchase order that would require the contractor to accept terms and conditions?
The IFB is referenced in the on the face of the purchase order.
Okay. If I showed you the purchase order, may I approach?
Yes.
I'm looking at GDOE bait stamp 002. I think it's included in the procurement record of OPA PA 13002.
You're looking at 002 of 002?
Yeah. is this the purchase order that's that was issued in response to ID 050-21?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can you point out the provision that we were discussing earlier?
On the third page of the purchase order, GDOE base stamp 004. It says this purchase order shall incorporate by reference all the project purchase scope, general terms and conditions, bid specifications, amendments and technical specifications as stipulated in the original bid documents.
Thank you.
And what was that section?
That was GDOE section.
No, what was for?
On that page, it's okay. The third paragraph. Or okay.
Of 004.
Yes.
So, by accepting this purchase order, does JMB accept the five-year warranty agreement?
Yes.
That's contained in there?
Yes, they do.
And they have knowledge of the citation of 17 GCA 7119?
Yes. In putting together their bid, they would have studied the bid carefully.
Okay, thanks. Do you know what period of time? Well, obviously they won. They accepted the purchase order. Do you know the period of time that they installed these units?
I can't be sure. I think perhaps the next witness would be.
Would
have better knowledge than that.
Okay.
For the record, that's Mr. Mungayan's letter of August 23rd, where he attaches the Excel spreadsheet that outlines when the different units were installed at the different schools.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Perez, are the parameters of the warranty, will the witness testify to the parameters of the warranty that were in the bid, if they were in the bid?
Pardon?
I'm just wondering, we know the purchase order incorporates the bid. And the bid says cites the statute, but is there specific warranty language?
Yes, there is. Okay. Let me ask the witness to point out. Okay.
Can you give us a citation?
Yeah, it's GDOE base stamp 0013131.
Oh, 131.
And this is, I believe, in procurement record 002.
Oh, yes.
Can you read out number 3?
A 5-year warranty shall be for all HVAC units installed at the Guam Department of Education, public schools, and support facilities.
Where did you get the language for that provision?
That's in 17 GCA.
So straight from the statute?
That's correct.
Okay.
I guess what I'm trying to find out is, although it says there needs to be a 5-year warranty, did it describe what that warranty needed to say? Did it say that it couldn't be limited in the way that J&B limited it?
No.
No, it didn't. I suppose it's up for discussion, but the law is very broad. It just says 5 years working condition.
What the statute says, right?
Right.
It doesn't say that it has to.
If it's just for compressors or.
Right.
It says the unit must be the subject of a 5-year warranty. Must come with a 5-year warranty. So how that's interpreted is, I suppose, up for discussion.
Okay.
If it's vague, though, if the scope of the warranty is vague, then who bears the ambiguity? Is it DOE or is it?
I would suppose we would ask a contractor to please repair the unit.
Just for clarification, is it DOE's position that by signing off on the purchase order that J&B was agreeing that it not only had to give a 5-year warranty, but also had to provide maintenance?
No.
Okay. Maintenance was going to be done separately because of cost effectiveness and efficiency?
Yes.
Is DOE arguing that the warranty that J&B gave was inconsistent with the IFP? Because they did give a 5-year warranty, it's just that they limited it.
We did not, when they submitted their letter, which limited it to compressors, I believe, we did not object to it. We didn't object to it.
There came a point in time where there was a writing where DOE said that we don't agree with your 2 November letters about the warranty being voided.
Right. Because they said that no one could touch our units. And that's what our objection was to.
Okay. So, sorry, I just wanted to jump on that real quick because that's an important issue.